This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Amazon's wild ride. Is there an end in sight? CEO Jeff Bezos doesn't seem to think so after a record-breaking quarter. The status on Amazon's quest to even further take over the world. But first, these tech headlines. The newest fight in the drive against misinformation comes by way of YouTube. YouTube said it will now aim to give users more context for questionable videos, such as ones that promote conspiracy theories or state-sponsored content. It is the latest drive by an internet giant to clean up its platform amid criticism over its role in spreading misinformation. Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil giant and Google parent Alphabet, two of the world's biggest companies, are in talks to jointly build a large tech hub inside the kingdom. As part of the potential joint venue, Alphabet would help the Saudi Arabian oil company, known as Aramco, build data centers around Saudi Arabia, although it's not clear specifically whose data the centers would house or who would control them. And you'll have to wait at least another year for that Airbnb IPO. News that its CFO, Lawrence Tosi, is officially stepping down means new questions about its progress toward a highly anticipated initial public offering, which the home sharing company said won't come until 2019 at the earliest. Coming up, will there ever be an end in sight for Amazon? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Another record earnings bonanza will likely embolden ever-ambitious CEO Jeff Bezos to take Amazon to new heights. What can we make of its continued blockbuster growth, and where might that lead the tech giant next? Let's ask Kurt on the Street's Dan Gallagher. He joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. So for a company like Amazon, a giant, a tech beast, highly anticipated report late last week, it says what about where Amazon stands right now?
With Amazon, you never should take for granted big earnings, because this company tends to have a history of, you know, following periods where it earns, you know, where its earnings go up with big investments. You know, so over the years, its earnings are far less than any other compared to companies like Apple and Google and Microsoft, you know, the other big tech companies. Because Amazon continues to just kind of feed this engine of growth, and, you know, they no longer just rely on retail. They have this this cloud business and, you know, voice automated speakers and all these things that they're doing just seem to be continuing to pay off for them. Investors have really come to essentially give them a big line of credit as far as credibility goes.
Right. Well, something called the power of Alexa. CEO Jeff Bezos made an important point with the company's release amid earnings. He called it a positive surprise and said to expect Amazon to double down. What do you think we can make of that specifically?
Well, I mean, you know, right there in that quote, he seemed to be talking about, you know, the investments they're going to make in the Alexa technology. And that can be read as they're going to try to put Alexa in a lot more devices, maybe devices they make, and also try to get it in more devices other companies make, for sure. Try to get more developers developing tools and apps and everything that work with Alexa. All that's kind of a given. I personally think he didn't say it this way, but having watched Amazon and Mr. Bezos for a long time, I think he was talking a little more broadly, though. You know, they had a really good quarter. They had the most earnings they've had in a quarter. And I think he's getting ready to do a lot more, make a lot more bets and do a lot more investing.
You know, tech has been killing it across the board. But again, in Amazon's case, it's killing it among tech. You noted in your piece that Amazon does have a specific strategy of sorts. For example, Bezos's big gambles actually take a while to pay off. That's an interesting distinction. Can you talk about how it's different among its tech peers? And maybe that's part of its success.
You know, a lot of companies like Facebook, if you compare it to other internet companies, specifically Facebook and Google, let's take those two. All three of these companies are really big businesses, but they're still delivering these big double-digit growth rates. That's what they share in common. And what's fascinating about Amazon is it actually makes a lot less money than those other two. I think what Amazon's done is, like, it's had enough operating history now for years that it tries to maximize its free cash flow well. The bets it makes when it makes investments, I think it has a reputation of being a little bit more, you know, deliberate about what it does. You wouldn't think a company that does retail would be making devices like tablets or phones or speakers.
Right.
But when Amazon has done those things, And everything Amazon's done has not worked out. You know, they did a phone that was a very famous flop a few years ago. That didn't really sink the company, though. And that was, they kind of regrouped and kind of put their focus behind devices that have worked well for them. You get a sense with Amazon that what they're kind of deliberate about the bets they make. So last year when they made this really big gamble and they bought Whole Foods Market, which surprised everybody, the instant reaction is the stock actually went up that day.
Right.
Usually on those kinds of deals, the stock goes down because investors are kind of like taken by surprise and they're wondering what's the company, on the face of it, it was a big gamble. It would have been obvious, but the stock went up. And I think because investors are saying, well, they just have this track record of making things pay off. Let's see where this goes.
And the saying Amazon taking over the world is nothing new. But again, even for Amazon, lately it's on a tear and now spouting these new tentacles all over the place. You mentioned Whole Foods, now healthcare even. Is there any indication as to where the limit is? I guess as long as there's growth, there's room for new ideas and growth is not the company's problem.
Well, yeah, growth hasn't been the problem. As long as they keep delivering growth, I think investors are pretty much going to give them a line of credit and not worry too much about the earnings. Is there a limit? Well, you know, there's a limit for every company. We just don't know kind of what's going to be that for Amazon. Is it going to be if Mr. Bezos decides to step down, do something else, or finally makes a bad decision? You know, they're growing more ambitious by the year. There's even rumor they're doing this effort now with J.P. Morgan and Warren Buffett on healthcare.
Right.
You know, that's a very complex business. Who knows what that's going to turn into? So, you know, at some point they might make a really big gamble that really fails and kind of dents the mystique that's around them. You know, nobody bats 1,000 forever, but right now there just doesn't seem to be any stopping this company.
We'll leave it right there. Dan, thanks as always.
Pleasure.
Dan Gallagher covers all things tech for the Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street. You can check out more at WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. If you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.